Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Let me read the verse that is before us as we get going in the middle of this week. Genesis 2 verse 21 says, "So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place." Here we find God is the surgeon, and Adam is the patient, sound asleep, a deep sleep, under God's anesthesia. And last time we looked at the words one and ribs. I hope you were with us for that. If you missed it, go to the website godisministry.org, and right in the center of the homepage, you will find the podcast. Please check it out. Today I want to show you why the specific detail that God took one of the man's ribs is significant. And if we have time, which I think we will, we're going to make some connections between this verse and an upcoming verse. We're just reading down through Genesis chapter 2 and asking who is God and who are we as men and women in relation to God. This is the quest we are on, and I'm glad to have you with me once again today. And as we come to the final verses of Genesis chapter 2, there lies in wait for us all sorts of potential controversy as to what these words actually mean. The way the Bible says God made the woman is disturbing to some. The quote-unquote role of the woman, as contrasted with the quote-unquote role of the man, bothers others. And then we will come to marriage. That always seems so controversial today. What is marriage? What about man and woman in marriage? In the United States and Canada, all across Europe, and really all the way around the world, the definition of marriage has totally changed and is not looking anything remotely close to the way the Bible defines and speaks about marriage. So, if you are a Christian who holds to the conviction that the Bible is God's holy, inspired, inerrant, and infallible word, then you know of the strong challenges facing you when you are in conversation with other men and women who do not share this conviction. And I am very aware that many people who say they are Christians, who might even say evangelical or Bible-believing, do not accept what the Bible says when it comes to men, women, and marriage. I make few assumptions about who is listening to me right now. I mean, I have to make certain assumptions, some assumptions, otherwise my teaching would be all over the place. But I am certain there will be disagreement with what I have to soon say, because churches and individuals who claim Christ are all over the map on what is found in the book of Genesis generally, and in chapters 1 and 2 specifically. What is it that you believe about the Genesis account? I do not know. If you will write to me and tell me, that will really make my day. I would love to hear from you. I welcome your email or letter. I am standing by, ready to receive it and to reply. So here's an idea. Listen to what I next have to say and then write to me with your response. Is my interpretation correct? Or might I be wrong? Is my response in what follows too strong or too soft? Always feel free to interact with me and my understanding of the Bible. If you tell me what you believe, then I will know. If you do not tell me, then I will not know. That's how radio and podcasting works. So my email is mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K. And my mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And both those addresses can be found on my website, godisministry.org. And right here, on the matter of how many ribs God took from the first man in order to make the first woman, we have one of these major differences in Bible interpretation and application. You may already be aware of this, you may not be, But there are those who argue that the first man was created by God with both male and female sex organs. From this, it is also deduced that the first man was bisexual by nature. To be bisexual is to be attracted sexually, romantically, emotionally, or otherwise to people with the same sex and opposite sex. So a man will be attracted to women, but also to other men. And a woman will be attracted to men, but also to other women. This is the B in LGBTQ2+ community that is flourishing in many parts of the world and certainly here in America. In order to promote bisexuality as being right in the eyes of God, this verse, Genesis 2:21, is used, and I want you to be aware of this. The interpretation is this: God did not take a literal rib from Adam. What God did was to take something from the space or cavity of the man's body at the place on the body, at the side of the body, and the Lord then used that to make woman. Strong doubt is cast on the one literal rib. Instead, the alternative reading is that God took the female sex organs from the man and used those to make woman. Man was originally created with both male and female sex organs, and then God took not the one rib, but, say, the vagina, and made woman. Now, as soon as it is assumed that God made the man with many body cavities, or the female sexual organs, well then, that can be used to justify any kind of behavior that is sexual in nature. And this is precisely what the society we live in wants to do. Bisexuality is very popular, especially among young people. I know this because I was in conversation with a young woman, a teenager. We are friends with her parents. And the topic was social media and the bi community, to which this young woman has friends who feel they belong. She wasn't totally sure what was meant by being bisexual, but she knew that her friends from school liked feeling accepted as part of their group. Bisexual groups on Instagram are very welcoming to new members and participants. They make children and young adults feel good, warm, and welcomed. They are very accepting. So, you have youth who feel unaccepted, rejected, isolated, and lonely, and yet with their phone on the Wi-Fi, they can find groups that intentionally reach out to them, even target them. This addresses their need for friendship and social interaction. So we should not be so naive as to think that nefarious work has not been done with the Bible, twisting the text to mean what bisexuals think it ought to mean. But consider with me the genius of God. Our God, the one true and everlasting God, the only God, anticipating how his holy word would be twisted and turned, gets very specific. He says in Genesis 2, verse 21, God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. That's so specific as to be impossible to dispute. One of his ribs. Man does not have female sex organs. Multiple body cavities is not in view here. We have to take God at his word. God the surgeon put the man into a deep sleep and took one of his ribs. And verse 21 continues, closed up the flesh at that place. God does what all good surgeons do. He operates and then closes up the flesh where the operation took place, in this case at the side of the man where the ribs are located, inside the body. Genesis 2:21 cannot be used to justify that man was originally created with male and female sex organs, and or that bisexuality is right in the eyes of God. As we will see, there is no other sexuality that is right in the eyes of God other than one, heterosexuality. I do not want to leave any room for misunderstanding, so let me be clear. I believe the Bible disputes and condemns bisexuality. I find it appalling to think and impossible to accept that man was created by God with anything other than only male sex organs. I believe wholeheartedly that God did exactly what the Bible says. God took one of the man's ribs from him and made woman. And this is what I want to say about this, based on my promise to you last time. This is not the last time we will deal with human sexuality, but I'll save further discussion for later. What I want to do now is at least introduce you to a connection that needs to be made between the words rib and flesh here in verse 21, linked with something Adam says in verse 23. We will deal with this linkage now, so we have this as background at Genesis 2, verse 23. Since we only have about a minute or so left, let me just set us up for what we will discover tomorrow. I'm rereading Genesis 2:21, and then I will immediately read Genesis 2:23. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And verse 23, just the first part, the man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." The one rib in verse 21 is connected to the bone in verse 23, and the flesh in verse 21 is connected to the flesh in verse 23. The bone in verse 23 is connected back to the rib in verse 21, and the flesh in verse 23 is connected back to the flesh in verse 21. To see what I mean, go ahead and read Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 and 23 tonight. And then join us again tomorrow in this fascinating book of Genesis as we continue to discover who God is and as we discover who we are.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.